So, you've got the rest of this week to catch Animal Farm at the Octagon. I went a couple of weeks ago, and it really is well worth seeing. Very energetic, very topical, and, as the criticism said there, very funny in parts. So, folks, that's this issue of Bolton News Talk over. I hope that the items I chose have been well received by you and have been worthy of further thought and discussion. As ever, we give our thanks to the Bolton News, or the Bolton branch of NewsQuest International, as they are now, for use of their articles. We thank the staff at Harwood Library for use of their copier for our scripts. And of course, we thank this recording team for putting the programme together. Jenny, Roland, the pair of Chris's, along with Gaynor behind the glass there. Don't forget to tell anyone who isn't a regular listener that they can hear our podcast in oh so many ways. On our website, www.boltonnewstalk.org.uk, on the British Wireless Fund for the Blind app, on Alexa and other smart speakers, and on the dedicated local phone line, which is 01204 226 306, and that's just for the cost of a local call. I'm off to Australia in a few days' time to visit family, so I won't be with you again until after Easter, but I know that my colleagues will take good care of you all during my absence. So until we meet again, this is Michael Howarth saying cheerio and thanks for listening.